Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by two leading technologists from the industry, Barry Kittner, Technologies Initiatives Manager at Intel, and Jeff Hillen, President at the DMTF. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Jeff, why don't we just start with you and have you introduce your role at the DMTF and DMTF's purview in terms of standards development in the industry.
I'm Jeff Hillen. I've had the pleasure of serving as president of the DMTF for the last several years. My day job is as a Hewlett-Packard employee, as a distinguished technologist in the CTO's office. I truly enjoy the aspect of my job that it lets me to participate in the DMTF. It's one of the leading industry standards bodies focused on manageability with a over 20-year history of manageability standards. The one you don't hear us talk about is SMBIOS, which may make more sense to a chip-level group. It's in virtually every x86 machine shipped in the last 20 years. It's the most prevalent standard from the DMTF that you've never heard of. We do a lot of other stuff, too. We do standards like PMCI, which is a management tunneling protocol that goes chip to chip. And then, of course, manageability information models like the Common Information Model and, most recently, Redfish. We pride ourselves on being one of the most cost-effective internationally recognized standards bodies that has a really lean approval process. We revamped all of that recently to go through and make our approval process align with open source, and the DMTF has the ability to do open source development at the same time. So one of the things you'll hear in the industry is that open source versus open standard. The DMTF board did some soul searching a couple years back and made sure it wasn't an either or an or. Some customers need that protection of a standard and others need open source. So, and then we've got relationships with the ANSI and ISO so we can take our standards through the international and national adoption policy. So kind of a best of both worlds to be able to do all of this in one organization. And it's really exciting to see Redfish come through as the first standard we've done that has taken advantage of all aspects of that particular ability of the organization.
Now, Redfish is something that we've talked about on the program before. Barry, do you want to just give us a background on where Redfish has been in the industry and how it got to the DMTF?
Sure. Redfish is a modernized replacement for IPMI. Redfish was designed to use current, more modern standards. It's RESTful, JSON, OData, so it's very current. It's in the mode that data center managers are familiar with, and it's human readable, so it's easier to use. So it's a modern replacement for IPMI, which we kind of jokingly say is getting a bit long in the tooth. It's been useful, but was in need of modernization and updating. So that was really the original goal. It started as an effort between Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, Dell, Intel, and Emerson Network Power as a small working group. And to Jeff's earlier comment about a streamlined approval process, we found that it's a lot easier to get things done when you start small. You can grow over time and include more companies, but in the beginning, to get the nucleus started, it really helps to have a small group, and that works very well inside of DMTF. Now, the number of companies involved in making additions to it and in the approval process is growing, and so the number of things that can be done with it is growing. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, Dell, Intel, and now Microsoft and VMware was another working group that got together and created some extensions to Redfish that support compute, PCIe, local storage, and we have just literally in the last week submitted an extension that supports networking as well, which is working its way through the process within DMTF. So we're growing Redfish, more companies are getting involved, and it's becoming more comprehensive with each passing week.
Jeff, tell me a little bit about where DMTF is focused on Redfish today from a standpoint of management of specifications and further evolution.
As Barry alluded to, we really wanted to keep it simple and straightforward and easy to use so that it meets the DevOps mindset as well as traditional enterprise. So it's hard to architect something that spans both that initial goal of, as Barry said, meet comp with IPMI and become the architectural successor for IPMI, and yet be scalable and be able to represent modern data centers all at the same time. So we took a lot of concepts, borrowed here and there, and created a data model that was fundamentally extendable either through OEM extensions or through standard extensions, and so that customers could tell if any extension was an OEM extension or a standard extension. We're working with other standards bodies to extend in some places, and one of those partners is SNIA, Storage Networking Industry Association. The next version of SMIS, which is the Storage Management Infrastructure Specification, is something that they're calling Swordfish, and we're working really closely. In fact, we're going to be publishing their schemas on the DMTF site right along with the Redfish ones, kind of creating a one-stop shopping place for developers. They're expected to publish their final here in the upcoming months. I'm looking forward to seeing that. We've published a number of work in progresses. That's another thing that the DMTF does fairly regularly. When a piece of work is ready for industry scrutiny beyond the industry that's inside of the DMTF, you know, when we did storage, we wanted SNIA to take a look at it. We did local storage. They did storage services. When the PCI Express thing came in, we subjected that to inside the DMTF scrutiny, changed it up a little bit, and then published it so that the rest of the industry could comment on that. And that should be coming out very shortly. Kind of completing the rest of the server market is a big focus for the DMTF right now. And they're working with some of the other parts of the DMTF, like the PMCI group, to work on a seamless format that allows for a lighter weight implementation that is still robust inside of both the client and the server. That's one aspect. And then, of course, working with SNIA for both storage and then ourselves for local storage gives us a really good high 90% view of software-defined infrastructure and really giving folks the ability to programmatically manage that infrastructure. And we look to complete the last 10% here in the upcoming months.
What is your message to the membership of DMTF and the broader industry on how to work with DMTF on these specifications and integrate them into solutions?
So we've just launched a developer portal, redfish.dmtf.org. You can go there. You can walk the mock-ups. You can get some understanding. There's links to the educational pages. Understand the vision and understand the architecture so you can help integrate it in your products. We've got a forum that we're just kicking off where folks can ask questions if they've got them or submit issues. Download the specs, download the schemas, take a look at them, kick the tires. There's also an open source page that's linked to the DMTF site where you'll find a couple of tools that help you right now, and we're increasing that over time. We're expecting to probably double or triple the amount of code that's available out there for developers to use. And it's code that we hope is equally applicable for them to do their own self-certification suite should they find Redfish-enabled hardware, to find emulators that are very similar to the Redfish mockup viewer that we've got on the developer portal, as well as the libraries that help enable those applications so that they can lift those code segments and put them in their own manageability. So we're looking for the implementers to get involved in either the DMTF or through the portal, and then for customers to engage directly with both the DMTF vendors and the developer portal and the forum.
Now, I know that networking has been a big focus of discussion with the industry in this space. Barry, can you comment a little bit on what other industry work is going on to address the gaps around networking capability?
Sure. There's a lot of networking protocols, and there's many of them, and we didn't really want to introduce yet another one or create the need to change. So what we tried to do with the extension that was just recently submitted was map a common specification in the industry that's supported by the IETF. I'll just refer to it as YANG. People in networking will understand that. And so in order to implement this and preserve the way people use their infrastructure currently, we're creating a mapping specification from YANG to a comma schema definition language that will expose those networking models within Redfish. So you can both have Redfish and get the new capabilities that it provides, and at the same time have access to your hardware and configuration tools that are familiar to you, because it uses the same models that you used in the past, whether they be from the vendor as a proprietary model or they be from IETF, IEEE, you know, OCP, or another standards development body. So we're excited about being able to bring a network switch extension into Redfish and at the same time preserve the model the way the industry is currently using it.
Now, I know that we have some network switch extensions flowing into DMTF. Jeff, do you want to talk about those in more detail?
As president of DMTF, I'm kind of limited to what I can and can't say. But a lot of people wonder, okay, why in the world are SNIA and Redfish aligning? And I can make a similar case, I think, mentally for Ethernet switching. So in the case of SNIA or any modern storage network application, the prevalent paradigm folks are starting to ship is they'll take a server box, they'll throw a software, and this is oversimplified, so I apologize to my storage brethren. They'll take an industry standard server box, you know, add their controllers and disks and whatnot, either remotely or locally, and then load software on top of it to make storage appear as a service. And people are doing that with network switches too as well. So they'll throw in networking cards. So I can see the same case. Well, to manage the server part of the hardware, they need Redfish. The endpoint that your management access goes through, it's speaking one style of RESTful semantics to the common HTTP port. So you're trying to build an aggregator. So it's natural to try and leverage that management that's already there and extend it just a little bit to do your storage service part. If I'm building a network application, I don't see why the use case is any different. You'd want that same aggregation capability to be able to handle server storage and networking. So what Barry says as far as taking the existing Yang models and mapping them to Redfish makes a lot of sense, especially if you're trying to build a network switch out of an industry standard server.
Are there any other engagements that you'd recommend for the industry in terms of opportunities to chat with the experts at DMTF or engage with the industry?
Well, there's the Intel Developers Forum. That's the week of August 15th. There's a couple of sessions on Redfish, a panel discussion. DMTF will have a Redfish booth there on the floor. The Storage Networking Industry Association has a booth there on the floor. And we've got a flyer at the Redfish booth that will point you to all of the various vendors that are doing Redfish demos of one kind or another, and the folks supporting Redfish.
Thank you so much, guys. I can't wait to see what's going on at IDF. Look forward to the continued dialogue, and the Redfish specification momentum continues to impress. Can't wait to have you guys back and learn more as you make progress with the industry.
Great. Well, thanks for the opportunity for speaking with your audience today.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.